and gentlemen, welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. A podcast for a group of nerds, comedians, and improvisers play through the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games. We reach the concluding session of Episode 2, Saving Life Day. When we last left our heroes, they had just used the Life Day orb to travel to the Life Day tree itself, where all Wookiees gather once a year in order to celebrate that most sacred of Star Wars holidays. If you haven't done it yet, watch the Star Wars Holiday Special before you finish listening to this podcast, and you'll appreciate it a whole lot more. And as always, you can follow all of our adventures live on Twitch at twitch.tv/savingthrowshow every other Friday night, 7:30 p.m. through 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you guys there. Here we go!
It's the Life Day orb.
Oh.
The fuck?
We're literally saving Life Day.
The sacred communal orb that all Wookiees can use to travel through space and time. To travel to, progenitor Life Day tree that all Wookiees celebrate. And all Wookiees gather together at this one tree and celebrate with the Life Day tree song. That's where they must have gone.
So we jump into the orb.
Let's go.
Okay. The three of you, four of you with P9L.
And five of you with Crikey.
Put your hands on the orb, and there's like a swirl. And then all of a sudden you guys find yourselves, it's like you're just doing like a walk through space. Like it's a real bad blue screen effect. And you guys are all like walking along, and stars are moving along behind you. And then all of a sudden you come out in what looks kind of like a big sound stage, with like some bandstands set up on the side and a big tree that looks a little bit like it might be paper mache, but you know it's actually the Life Day tree. All sitting there.
Pretty much. Is this part of the holiday special?
Yeah, this is all holiday special stuff. You guys find yourselves on that very sound stage where the bands were playing and where everybody sang their big final number, but those people aren't there. Instead, what you see is fire and ruin.
No, that's so sad.
As Clara Bovewood standing around with her flame projector. Yeah. Just torching things.
Going, what?
Crazy ass bitch. Yeah, that would have cut.
Yeah,
going, it's not like holidays.
Yeah. Fuck you, Rife Day! Fuck you, Wookiees!
Jeez.
Just blowing shit up. She's wearing, so it looks exactly like Barbara Walters when she was covering the news.
A pencil skirt and a nice,
kind of a, yeah, a little bit.
Jacket.
Yeah, a lady of a certain age. Nice hair, done up well. Well, not a pencil skirt and a jacket, because that's all hidden underneath her battle armor.
Okay.
The heavy battle armor that she's wearing from head to toe.
Okay.
Her face mask is down when you see her, and it's got like a scary like skull face, and she turns towards you, and it flips up, and it's Barbara Walters underneath.
It's me!
Yeah, we know. It's you. Of course, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I quickly take out my pro-handed blaster and shoot her face while it messes up.
I need to monologue about why I hit Wookiee so.
Hold on, we want to hear this.
I catch her in her monologue.
That's right.
Life Day is the beginning of Wookiees, and once upon a time, I was in love with a Wookiee. And he broke my heart. Oh, I loved him so. But Wookiees are cold-hearted beasts, and they only want to mate with their own kind. In fact, their DNA prevents them from mating with anybody else. So while we did have sex, I could not... I could not become impregnated by my Wookiee lover. Oh, he was amazing. Anyway, fuck Life Day. I can't have Life Day. I've never been able to have children, and that is why I'm torching this entire place.
Princess Leia comes bursting out of the back where she's been, hands tied up and stuff.
She hid it from a makeup room or something.
She just wants to destroy Life Day because she hates it.
We heard that part.
No, that's true. Just because we get together and we sing songs, and sure, some people think it's cheesy.
Yes, I definitely think it's cheesy.
Yeah, but you know what? Life Day stands for something.
Yeah.
I hate the things that it stands for. Family, togetherness, community.
There's nothing cheesy about Holiday Life Day. There's nothing cheesy about all of us Wookiees coming together and wishing for goodwill for one and all.
That sounds like the definition of cheesy. You're not going to change my mind, and thus will I flame up the place.
But also, one other motivation.
There's one other motivation. Yes, unrequited love. Yes, cheesiness. And number three.
You think the best thing that ever happened to the rebellion was Alderaan being destroyed? That ignited the flame of rebellion in systems across the galaxy.
Oh.
And the one thing that would help the rebellion more than anything else would be a massive tragedy on Kashyyyk that would like galvanize all of the Wookiees to join the rebellion.
That's a pretty good motivation.
Yeah.
And so you see it
twisted.
Yeah.
Destruction has duality, because with destruction comes creation.
You just had to pin it on somebody else, make it look like it was the Empire behind it.
You've destroyed my plan. The Wookiees will never be on board with me now.
And with that, she sweeps up the long black and silver cloak that hangs from her battle armor around her, and with a shimmer, she vanishes. Yeah, invisibility cloak. You got a stealth cloak.
Oh,
man. Heavy battle armor.
Maybe she's just gone, and we're okay.
She's just crazy. She just teleported to a different place and wear that one.
What do you guys do? She just kind of disappears from sight.
Let's get our weapons out. I don't watch local news anyways. I hate
what else can we do?
I don't know, you guys, but I was pretty touched by her cheesiness speech, and I might be on, I might be on board with what she had to say.
No, Alderaan, come on. I'm just...
Okay, everybody, we should roll cool.
All right. Oh, mine first.
Claire above wood.
Claire above wood.
We're doing cool, you said?
Cool, please. She vanishes.
Crazy. Oh, none.
Set up!
Okay, Tamaya, you're first.
I'm bad at fighting. I'm going to try to put the fires out.
Princess Leia, by the way, is tied up in like the back.
She's fine. We've seen the movies. Like, she lives.
That's right.
That's a good point.
I think the fire is my priority right now. So.
So just going for the fire?
Yeah. Yeah, the fails cancel out. So just, I definitely fail, but it's only three threat.
Okay, so you run over to the fires, you start putting out the fires, and you're looking all around. You have no idea where she is, but you start hearing her eerie laugh.
Ha 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 ha, yes, ha 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 ha. Ah, ha 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 ha.
And then all of a sudden, she appears from the,
so eerie.
She throws off her cloak, and there she is, and she has a blaster.
Here I am.
Points it right at you.
Oh.
Opens fire.
You dick.
Yeah, okay. Like a little blast of electrical bolts come shooting out at you.
Damn, son. I don't need that. Why is she attacking me? I'm just putting out some...
Because she,
She can. I'm not revolters!
Claire above wood.
I'm Claire above wood.
So she nails you.
I don't think so. She definitely fails.
Oh, shit. She totally failed. I don't know why.
Trying to psych you out there.
Yeah.
Trying to pull a fast one right there.
All right, Barbara Walters. Claire Bubwood.
Thank you.
Mr.
But she has a bunch of advantage.
She does have a bunch of advantage.
So she... It's not the flame projector she shoots you with. She has this, like, short, wide-barreled blaster gun.
Okay.
And a whole mass... It's just like an electrical discharge blasts out at you from short range.
Okay, so
it's one of the Jawa blasters.
It's exactly like one of the Jawa blasters.
Okay,
it just grazes you. So I'm going to say, duck cleverly. She's going to use that to take a maneuver. She ducks away, pulls up her cloak, and vanishes again.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Can we remember where she was?
I will give you, if you are paying attention, I'll give you a 2 boost die.
Ooh, cool. Perception check to spot her.
Good thinking. Over to you two. You guys can act on...
I got it. I got something. I got scanner goggles.
Okay, so you slap your goggles down over your eyes. Little lenses all flip into place. Okay, perception check. So for you,
yes.
Let's just call it 2 purple.
Oh.
And you're going to get your 2 boost die.
Against 2 yellow. Here we go.
The ghostly laugh.
Success. 2 advantage.
Like you're flipping through the different spectrums. Infrared, nothing. Like ultraviolet, nothing. But on the radio wavelength frequency, you can... Everything's just like...
Got her.
Black and white lines all interlacing, and you see her figure. Yeah, absolutely there.
Nice. Awesome.
So that was my maneuver.
We'll call that your maneuver.
Okay, so now I can make a combat.
Go, go, go.
Here we go.
Go, Bosley.
Here we go.
Fuck her shit up. Leia's over there. Guys, come on. I'm over here. I can help. I can shoot really well. My target aim is... amazing.
And what do you say to that?
Oh, Princess Leia, I gotta put out some fires. Literally.
Ooh, actually, I'm better at brawl. How far away from my
oh my god.
You'd have to take another maneuver, so that'd be 2 strain.
Okay, that's fine.
You could close in, and then you can shock lever.
Yeah.
Could that end up fucking up the cloak, too?
Probably.
I got some advantage, that's what I want to use it for. I want to set my shock glove spectrum to, like... Or, like, frequency to match that. So, like, deactivate it if I slug her.
If you could manage to hit her. So, if you guys see Bosley just scanning the room and then just run towards what looks like an empty patch of ground, his electro glove or shock glove comes out. Claire above wood sees it, turns.
What the fuck is that?
Nimbly leaps aside with the grace of a 57-year-old woman.
Aha!
But you might manage to counter. Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I don't hit it. I didn't roll anything.
2 purple?
Against?
3
yellow, 2 perp. Yes! Boom!
Oh my gosh. You three success, I guess.
And a triumph.
Gotcha. So she leaps to the side and you just...
You're going to catch me?
Easily pivot on the ball of your foot.
Psow! Right in the face. Where's the cloak? Cloak's attached to her back?
Yeah, I guess it...
Right in the spine. Right in the kidney.
Yeah, kidney punch.
Just a donkey punch. Kidney punch?
Yeah.
What is it? Donkey punch? Is in the face?
It's in the back of the head.
Back of the head.
Yeah, give her a concussion.
Gotcha. Her dentures fly out.
Maybe you can catch me.
Hits her. She's obviously... Her battle armor is going to take a bunch of this damage. So she takes the punch to the back of her head. Dentures fly out. And then she just turns all gums.
Yeah.
Just give it a look of just hate. You still have a triumph.
So that deactivates her cloak.
I think triumph would be enough to shut down her cloak.
Okay.
Completely. For the rest of the encounter.
Awesome.
Oh, great.
Done. No more of that.
Now she just has a stylish cloak.
Oh, my cloak.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Right. I tell P&L to open fire.
Roll that up. As you do so, she reaches for her belt, clicks on her... Well, no, she doesn't have time to do that yet. She was being lazy and let down her guard because she thought she was invisible. Now she's visible. She's using all of her defenses. So this is actually going to be 2 red that you're rolling against.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Pina now?
In a light side point.
All dark now.
Everybody drink.
Drink it, drink it, drink, 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 clank.
Cheers. Oh my god!
Holy moly!
That's a crit.
Both reds were blank.
That's a crit! Yeah!
That's a total crit.
That is 5 advantage and 2 success. Mother.
It's a fucking fucker. Destroy her armor and she's naked.
You pants her.
Yeah.
So we said it did 9, 10, 11 points of damage.
Plus a crit. Wait, what were you using? A blaster?
Yeah, the heavy blaster carbine. It's like a critical injury on her hit for 3 advantage.
Yes!
Do you want to, if you want to say you want to shut down her battle armor for 5, that can be your
crit. Does
that
mean these go away?
Yeah, it'll make her easier to hit, basically.
Could I do it in a way that, like, she can't, like, move for a turn? Like, she's that, like, stuck?
Yeah, so you short out her, like, powered battle armor. And then you just nail her right in the servo motor unit.
She's just physically stuck.
Okay. That hit her pretty fucking hard, but Quintel.
Well, now that she's, like, deactivated for a turn, I'm running up to her as fast as I can and start trying to disassemble, like, her motor chip completely.
Oh, so she won't be able to move at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mechanics.
Oh, battle armor? Oh,
yeah.
My god.
Do I need it?
Shut down the armor. Let's call it just 3 purple, but I'm going to give you 3 setback because of the... You're trying to do it so quickly. And I'm going to spend a dark side point to make it actually 2 purple and a red. Okay. Against that.
Ugh. Wow, that is
holy
so much.
Cow.
What do you roll
can
on total?
Can Crikey attack too?
Crikey can totally go.
Ah, shit. Can I flip that one back?
Yeah.
I'm going to flip it back.
Cheers. Oh. He's flipping a dark side point back. Clank. Yeah, the forest's awakened eventually.
So I'm rolling 3 yeller, 1 green,
and
2 purples, a red, and 3 blacks.
I don't even know what the odds are on this.
There's
one.
So much dice.
Don't tell
in
me
my
the
hand.
Odds.
Never tell me the odds.
Nice, you guys. XP for that.
Yay!
Oh,
no.
I got a triumph.
That's a success.
That's a lot of failures, though.
3 fails and 2 advantage.
These cancel
out. 1 advantage. 2 fails, a triumph, and 1 advantage.
So you get over there, and you're like, too many... There's screws with weird... It's like Apple products where the screwdrivers don't work for the screws. You can't get the back panel off. So you don't manage to shut that down. You have an advantage and a triumph, though.
I accidentally punch off her mask entirely.
Okay.
So it shoots off, so her head is completely exposed.
That sounds good. Why don't I reduce her adversary? So instead of rolling 2 red when you attack her, you only roll a red and a purple.
Aiming at her head.
Yeah.
Is that the advantage?
Triumph.
Get off of me!
Get off of me!
There you go.
Crikey wants to go.
Oh, yeah, he does. What's the advantage? You have it's just 1 advantage. Maybe you feel good about yourself.
I think she...
You slap her in the face.
Okay,
great. So I probably have a weapon. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go release Princess Leia.
Help! God damn it! Oh, thank God. Someone's helping me out. Oh, no. It's Crikey.
No. Come on. I'm the best around.
Crikey.
What?
Shut up. Oh. Take off the binders. I've heard that song so many times
now. You haven't heard it from this mouth. I'm the best. It's singing! All right, fine, Leia, here you go. All right, and actually, here's my blaster, so you can have that.
Oh, you go. Oh, okay, I'm free and I've got a blaster. Cool. Yeah. Crikey, so you're all right.
No
so
shit.
Now we have Princess Leia on our team also.
Leia Organa. And
I'm not romantically entangled with Han Solo yet. Hmm. No, I'm a strong, independent woman.
Wait, were you just questioning your feelings for me? Because I think you were. I think I might have had a chance about a second ago. Yeah. Well, why don't we make out purely, and just see how you feel?
Purely a mistake due to the high emotional stakes in the situation. Strong, independent woman.
Oh, so you're saying maybe if we were the last people on Earth that I might have a chance.
Starts throttling Christ.
Okay.
Well, she's touching you.
Oh, I wish I could say I've never been touched by a woman like this, but I am.
Crikey's got to come back every session. And it's Tamiya's turn.
Okay, Tamiya.
So you've put out the fires, basically.
Maybe I'm going to intimidate her and maybe try to weaken
her. Oh, you could totally talk her down. She's still frozen. Got the helmet on.
Her head's exposed.
Could I take coercion?
Charm. Okay, charm, and I actually have a really cool...
If you take out that battle armor, I'll lick you.
Oh, wait, no, charm is actually very...
Charm is kind of...
Suggestive.
Yeah.
Right? But negotiation would be on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll do negotiation, because that's...
What are you negotiating?
Okay. Okay, if she comes forth with other sympathizers like her and gives us names, we lessen the sentence.
Okay, so you'll forget about these crimes. Just tell us everything that you've done.
Yeah.
First of all, why don't we'll do the back and forth, and okay. I guess you're doing it with yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to do this. Okay.
I could be...
Claire above one. Yes. I don't have any teeth for bad. No, I understand you perfectly. Look, We've got you cornered now. You are a sitting duck. It's now time for you to surrender or die. We are not above killing you.
Don't be so hasty.
Right. That's what I'm offering you. You might have information. In fact, I'm positive you have information that we could force out of you. But my bargain is this.
Yeah.
She's totally frozen in her battle armor.
What is it?
Okay, I'm gonna come over to the front of you because you can see my face. I know I've been talking behind you the whole time. All right, my bargain is this. You give us all the things you've done up to this point, who you've connived into your rotten plan, basically everything, and we will lessen your sentence from dumping you into the Sarlacc pit to 5 years on a rebel base prison.
Well, that's a pretty good.
It does sound pretty
fucking good.
Let's see how.
So you've got her pretty much at your mercy, and I feel like she doesn't have many tricks left up her sleeve at this point.
Let's negotiate.
But her suit's about to repower.
Okay.
And she's got her ion blasters hanging at her side. So I'm going to give you a full 3 boost out of that because you played two characters and you did a fucking great job.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to oppose it by her ghoul. She's a pretty tough customer. 1 red and 2 purple.
All right, folks, I'm rolling a red and a yellow. 2 purple, 3 green, and 3 boost.
Hard to name those colors sometimes.
And save a life day forever.
I know. Tamiya doing her thing. Y'all. I despair. Fuck y'all. Okay.
But wait, do we succeed?
Okay, so 2 success, 6 advantage, and 1 despair.
Great, so I know exactly what's going to happen.
So you're going to become a Force Jedi right now.
6 advantage, 2 success.
Success, that's a pretty fucking good deal. So she divulges everything. I see that I was wrong about Life Day. Sure, it seems cheesy when you think about it and dated. And it's pretty goofy. And
look, you're
just hearing the Wookiees.
Your position
talk,
doesn't sound like it's changed at all.
Hearing the Wookiees talk, unsubtitled for so many minutes, really gets on my nerves. But in the end, isn't it about something really special?
Capitalism.
I see that I was wrong now, and I want to rejoin the rebellion.
She pulls out folder upon folder from her
all these dossiers. There's a whole little cult of people, whole far-right extremist wing of the rebellion, which you're going to be able to nip in the bud and shut down. A lot of worship of Bosley Mathis.
What?
the destruction of Alderaan and their kind of the ultimate action that they embody for the guy who designed the laser.
Oh my god.
Yeah, a lot of fans of you there, people who would not care about the bounty on your head at all and help you disappear into the underground.
I don't want to be space Hitler.
Unfortunately, here's the despair. That last button I pushed before I came through the Life Day Orb was to alert the Imperials to come here. And they should be arriving about...
No!
Oh, no!
Yep, no problem. An Imperial Star Destroyer has come into dock above the metaphysical space. Where are they? I don't even know where this is.
Whoa, your despair gets you a Star Destroyer?
Yeah, it sure
does.
Sounds like it was Mike just
made a helmet
time.
Come
maybe
off.
Not, yeah. Maybe not. Well, for, yeah, I set up groundwork earlier. Maybe not a Star Destroyer. You guys have no idea. But
Imperial shuttle.
Basically,
okay.
Maybe a shuttle.
Door to Life Day gets blown in. Ranks of stormtroopers file in. Surround you guys. Guns out. And through the smoke, wearing long cloak, Imperial garb, comes a medium-ranking Imperial officer. Smoke clears. Handsome fellow.
Ooh.
Real handsome fellow.
Is it Gonzo?
I want my gun back.
Gonzo Pearlhandle is one of the lower ranking officers there who's making sure everything's straight. The guy who comes sweeping through after that is none other than someone that you recognize, Tamiya.
Oh, no.
We've never really gotten to what your obligation is.
Oh my god.
Your obligation is triggered right now with this despair.
Oh,
you got a baby daddy?
Looking real sharp. He's got like a crew cut on, a little bit of floppy hair in the
and
front.
He's Irish, right? A little Irish.
Yeah, a little bit Irish.
Rogue accent. Yeah.
He looks around. Men, take all these miscreants into captivity. I've had enough of this. A whole honey pot of rebels.
Rebels?
A whole honey...
Honey pot is also like a
that's
very strange...
Yeah, that's really... Well, this weird idiom they have.
Yeah, that's what you have to call
the
episode
in the
now.
Part of space
honey pot from. Of rebels.
A whole jackpot of rebels here. This will look well for me. Round them up, bring them to the brig and... Tamiya. Spontaneously, in the spite of himself, he breathes your name as his eyes fall upon you. Okay, I think you have to divulge a little bit to the guys at the table what your obligation is.
Who's your boy toy?
What's going on?
He's my husband.
What the fuck?
Fuck this guy.
We were secretly married. We eloped before it got crazy between the... We never thought it would get this
far. So you're not still banging him?
Well, it's not for lack of trying, but we're like a Romeo and Juliet situation.
Oh.
And we got engaged when we thought, oh, you know what, the war's going to happen. We better get married now before this happens.
How long has it been since you have seen him?
It's been a long time.
Because you're in the rebellion, kind of. It must have been a while.
It's been like 7 years.
Wait, you gave me all this shit for being part of the Empire, and you're married to this guy?
Now is a great time to get naked.
His eyes fall upon you. His bushy eyebrows raise in clear surprise. He also, by the way, he has some archaic kind of attributes to his Imperial officer uniform. One thing he wears is the sword of office.
His name is going to be Brine.
Like a pickle brine?
Yeah.
Like pig brine.
Brine, and we'll call his last name Amswell.
Brine Amswell.
I'm Brine Amswell?
Yeah.
So he wears a saber, almost like the Marines have like a saber of office that like he's kind of low slung.
A vibro saber?
No, just an archaic sword. An ancient sword.
So it's
classic.
Useless.
I want a lightsaber fight to happen between me and him right now.
Mm,
you get enough advantage.
Okay.
For a moment, you can see the emotions cross his face, truly torn, as he realizes his duty now is to round you up. And I guess Gonzo Pearlhandle comes over and goes,
what's wrong, Brine? We need to send these rebel scum to the pit to rot. Right, Camellia?
Who's Camellia?
He says to Camellia.
Is she cute?
No, I guess he's talking to his other gun.
That's
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was Miga's sister.
Oh yeah, Miga. So come to rescue us.
He's on the fence. He has to decide if he's going to have you sent to the pit, which does not sound good,
mm-hmm.
or make a break with you and suddenly switch allegiances.
Yeah,
you're the one with six advantage.
You got some good charm, right? You got a lot of charm going.
I do have a lot of charm.
That sounds good. I would take a charm roll
advantage.
If you want to make a classy
okay,
guy.
So here's what I'm thinking. Because this is 7 years later, we've been sending coded messages to each other. Not often.
but maybe twice a year we've been able to get like good messages to each other to let at least each other know that we're alive.
So he still remembers you and knows you.
He knows, and from what I can gather, he's still waiting for me too.
Wow.
We were very much in love.
He's he's really on the spot right now.
But I know he's on the spot, and I know how I would react in this situation too, and how difficult it is.
So his eyes fall to you, and they fall on your face.
But he can't bring it up either. Okay, so it has to be something a little clever, because it can't just be like, leave us alone.
Because he can't do that. You need his hands,
so and we're on the we're at the Life Day tree.
Yeah, this is all taking place on the Life Day set. I'm
going to say he walks up close to you. He goes, I'll, like, as he's making like motions to like put binders on you. Tamaya, you know I can't leave you alone here. This is it for you. You screwed up. I've got to take you to the pit.
I didn't screw up. I was fighting for what I believed in.
I know, and so am I. But this is it for you and your friends. God damn it, Tamaya. Why do you have to put me through this? And he hesitates as he's about to put the binders on you.
And I say, is there some place you can take us that just perhaps you have a little more control of? Pete, if there's a security like control where he kind of be a double agent and help get us out while we're there.
There, okay, make your charm check.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, that sounds good.
I don't think he'll join. We've been through so much.
It would be
no way.
Pretty tough right now.
Yeah, okay,
you
so...
Triumph.
Well, we'll see what this charm check comes up with. Yeah, and it's got to be opposed by...
Okay, got two yellow and two green.
And it's opposed by two red and two purple.
Okay, that's pretty even.
This is a pretty good roll. She's got two red, two green against two yellow, two purple. That's super even. One light side point left on the board.
I need it. Let's get it.
Do it. Going to three yeller.
I can't go back to the Empire. I can't...
And I'm sorry, guys. They're all dark side points on the board.
Now three yellow, one green, and two red, two purple. Got a little bit of advantage. Three and three, I fail. No, I succeed. Two succeed and three advantage.
Fuck yeah.
That broke your way really well.
Basically, I convince him to take me to like a less intense prison.
You're going to the pit, but there's something. I'll do what I can for you there. I promise you that. I won't forget about you, Tamaya.
What about us?
What,
and your cool friends.
Whatever I can do for your friends, Tamaya. If they're important to you, I'll do what I can.
Okay.
More important
to you. I'm a wanted man. Put a mask on me. Put like a bag over my head or something.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're wanted for so much money.
Put a bag on all of our heads.
That's a tricky wicket. Okay, so...
I burn his face.
No, and I say, no. Okay, so this is my additional advantage. Brian, it's not just me anymore. It's me. And my friends.
I thought you were going to say baby.
that
would have been such a huge deception.
He slept with Trumbo.
I've been pregnant for 7 years. It's yours.
Baby. Midichlorian baby.
Okay, so he turns away and he goes, he just gives you like a gentle squeeze on your wrist as he turns away and goes,
I've missed that squeeze.
What a weird stuff.
I'll promise I'll do whatever I can for you. And then he has to turn away. And Captain Gonzo Pearlhandle walks over to you guys, walks up to you. Quintone goes, oh, it's you again.
Pulls back one hand and punches you in the stomach really hard. And then as you're doubled over in pain, he pulls his pearl-handled revolver off of you.
And
I reach for it, but I can't.
I've missed you, my sweetest chicken.
He says as he strokes it and rubs it against his big curled nose.
My sweetest chicken, I love it.
And with that, you guys, we cut to you guys in an Imperial shuttle entering orbit around the pit. People go in and they never come off because they're just worked until they die. Mining resources to fuel the Imperial machine.
And we find an alone moment and we do at least get to make out a little.
So you guys are thrown into your cells. You guys managed to get it tweaked a little bit. So you guys are in minimum security prison doing the lightest amount of work. You only can imagine that was Brian. Did you disfigure your face with your shock gloves?
No, I can't.
You find yourself... separated from them early on.
Oh, fuck.
You're immediately recognized and you find yourself placed into the high security ward, the highest security ward.
Oh, God damn it.
Totally like, you know, like Hannibal Lectered up.
Yeah.
And like the sadistic prison warden just turns before he flicks off the light to leave you in total darkness and leave goes,
Lord Vaitus, going to be very interested to meet you again.
Oh my God.
Bosley Mathis. And then the lights go out and the door shuts and you just hear was laughing. There's maybe just one tiny sliver of light that can shine through like the single opening
that falls against you.
And they play Annie on loop for you.
Let's all come out.
Just kill me.
And it's on the 1.5 speed. So
just
it's
kill me.
Okay.
And they strap Crikey in next to me.
What about...
Yeah, Crikey. I don't know if we're going to get out of here, mate.
Love this song. Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow.
I'll tell you everything.
It's true. I guess Crikey's also in prison. What about... Crikey's working right along with you guys.
Is this, I don't know if this was the end of it.
That's a great place. Close. I think door closed.
I think Brian's going to come around. I think he is.
To the end of Empire.
So this isn't really the concluding episode then anymore.
Well, that's seeds for a future adventure.
Oh my god, I can't believe my husband.
I think
Brian's going to have a change of heart.
I got so epic.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.